This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A broad group of Israeli political parties struck a fragile deal late Wednesday that could unseat longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced that he and his main coalition partner, Naftali Bennett, came to an agreement shortly before a midnight deadline and prevented what could have been Israel's fifth consecutive election in just 2 years. The agreement still needs to be approved by the Knesset or Parliament in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and a diverse array of partners that span the Israeli political spectrum will end Netanyahu's record-setting but divisive 12-year rule. Netanyahu is also facing a trial on criminal corruption charges, but he has denied any wrongdoing. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned about the nation splitting into two groups, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Biden has set a goal of vaccinating 70% of adults in the United States with at least one injection by July 4th, when the country celebrates its Independence Day. The rate is currently 63%. With COVID-19 vaccination rates lagging, especially in some minority communities, Biden reminds or recommends the shots at the shop program, which includes more than 1,000 neighborhood barbers and hairstylists. The Biden administration and private companies are encouraging people to get vaccinated with incentives and fun rewards, including cash prizes from a national pharmacy chain and free groceries from a supermarket chain. And a major brewery is giving away free beer to all Americans 21 and older if the U.S. reaches Biden's 70% goal by July 5th. Via remote, this is VOA News. The White House says President Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters at the White House that Biden has launched a rapid strategic review of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva on June 16, as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over elections meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government received a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on 3 Bulgarians and 64 companies linked to them over alleged corruption, including and one accused of planning to create a conduit for Russian political leaders to influence the Bulgarian government. The Treasury Department, in a statement, called the move its single biggest action targeting graft to date. Bulgaria ranks as the European Union's most corrupt member state, according to the Transparency International Advocacy Group. The Balkan country has repeatedly been criticized by the European Commission for failing to root out corruption and place a single high-ranking official behind bars for graft. A large fire broke out Wednesday at an oil refinery in the Iranian capital of Tehran. According to state media reports, there were no immediate reports of casualties. In a separate incident, an Iranian naval ship sank off the coast of Oman after catching fire. Firefighting efforts on the ship continued for 24 hours before it became submerged, while 400 people aboard were rescued, with just 20 reporting some minor injuries or burns. Naval authorities told state television that the cause of the fire was still not clear. Peruvians will choose their new president amid a relentless coronavirus pandemic that has even pushed cemeteries in the South American nation beyond capacity. Runoff election Sunday between rural teacher Pedro Castillo and career politician Keiko Fujimori comes on the heels of the Peruvian government's admission that the pandemic's death toll is at least 2.5 times higher than previously acknowledged. The new assessment brings the estimated total to more than 180,000 COVID deaths. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.